questions.
All right. Thank you, Gracia, for meeting with me. Let's just start off with, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your connection with Sheboygan?
Yes, so I'm Italian-American. I moved to the United States when I was a older adult. I was about 38. And I moved first to California, and that was because I got married with my current husband, who is German-American. And so I moved first to California, then to Arizona, and then finally to Wisconsin. I am a food scientist by training, although then I moved on with different types of studies. I got a master's degree in global technology and development, and I'm currently working towards my doctoral degree in public administration and nonprofit. In fact, I worked for the food industry for many years, but then I switched into nonprofit not long ago, a few months back. I have been living in Sheboygan for the last 8 years. I live here with my husband, a dog, and a cat. And I love it. I love Sheboygan.
And so tell me a little bit about who or what inspired you to run for office.
Since we have talked, I have been thinking about that, and I could not come up yet with an answer, with a straight answer for that. I know for certain that I wanted to run, and I was looking for opportunities to find ways to connect to the community and understand how I could get there. However, I also know that there was a moment that I encountered this fantastic lady, Marilyn Donohue, and I got to know her, and I cannot recall how I got to know her. And she was very encouraging and supportive of the idea. And so I guess that Marilyn was the one that perhaps inspired me and encouraged me. She has a lot of experience in running, and she was the perfect mentor for that.
That's wonderful. And when did you decide I'm going to run for office after meeting with Marilyn?
Yeah, so it wasn't exactly just after meeting with her. It was just the timing was such that I was thinking about running, and I got to know her. And now that I'm thinking about that, I may have actually proactively reached out to her, although I didn't know her, I had not met her yet at that point. But I think that I heard about her, so I reached out to her, and she was kind enough to accept to meet me, although she didn't know me at all. I am Italian, and so when it was a love at first sight, because Marilyn has lived in Italy some time ago, and so she was happy to meet with me, I guess also because of that, and we had a huge strong connection right away. To answer your question, I think I was already thinking of running at that point, and so I reached out to her, and that was the start for me. Also, when I moved to Sheboygan, which is only, as I said, 8 years ago, after a couple of years, after I settled, I guess, I started thinking, what can I do to be more active? I wanted to feel more rooted in the community. I have been living a life of a very nomadic life. I've changed continents, I've changed cities, and when I finally moved to Sheboygan, I felt I wanted to root at least for a while. And because of that, I think I started looking for ways to connect with the community. And the first thing I was able to do at that point was to start a neighborhood association with a group of like-minded citizens around, neighbors actually, I think that that perhaps was the first step for me to get involved. And with that experience, after a year or so, I felt perhaps stronger to do something like running for the city. It is not something that you would normally do if you do not have a strong network with the place where you live. So it was a little daring on my side to think that I could do it only after 3-4 years I was in the city. And maybe a little naive as well. Although it works just fine, but I guess that altogether it was just the desire of connecting with the community.
And what was the year that you officially decided to run for office?
The first year I ran for the first time was in 2017. And in that case, I, as I said, I didn't know much about Sheboygan. I didn't know Sheboygan into details, and my network was very limited. And I discovered I was running. I had a running mate. No, I didn't have a running mate. I have an opponent. I had an opponent who is a fantastic lady. And so we ran against each other, although I would have voted for her anytime. You know, she would have had my first vote if I wasn't running. Therefore, it was a very nice experience running against someone I admired, and I think that we liked each other, and it was very nice even to meet at the forums and talk, exchange experiences. The only less pleasant note of that is that I lost. So I lost to this very nice lady, which again, that's the way you want to lose, right? You want to lose to someone who you admire yourself. And that's what happened. Although I was very happy with the results, because for being someone who ran for the first time in a place, again, where my network wasn't very strong, I did pretty well. And so, but I lost, and 3 years later, so in 2020, the other person I'm talking about, she decided that she didn't want to run again. And so at that point, I ran again, in this case, unopposed, which is fantastic. I recommend it anytime. And that was in 2021.
And so what does it take to run a campaign now that you've done that twice?
And it's so beautiful, because only when you run a diligent campaign, or when you run diligently a campaign, you really learn all the facets of it. Running with an opponent gave me the opportunity of trying my best. If you run unopposed, you have less motivation to do your best. You still take all your steps, you still do what you need to do, of course. You attend forums, you prepare for interviews, and so on. However, if you have an opponent, you have to be more diligent. You really have to strive to do your best. And that's what I did the first time I ran. I knocked on all doors in my district, which for me is excruciating, because although I am a social individual by nature, knocking on doors is kind of a little bit of invasion of privacy. There is a degree of invasion of privacy, and that's not my style. However, I did it because my mentor said, you have to do it. And she has so much experience. I trusted her completely, and it was very useful. However, again, it's not the easiest thing to do for everybody. So again, I knocked on door as much as I could. My husband was very helpful. He was following me by car. So I was walking, knocking and talking and distributing flyers. And my husband was following with his car little by little. Unfortunately, I don't know who decided that the primary is run in November or December, so it is also cold in Wisconsin when you do that, right? It would be much nicer if that happened in the summer, but it was December, so I recall very well these walks in my neighborhood. But also it gave me the opportunity of knowing the neighborhoods around much better. In addition to that, of course, I also I created signs. So I asked people if they wanted to have my sign in the backyard, in the front yard, in their front yard. And I had to talk to people. And here the idea that when you have a strong network, if you have been living in a place for quite some time, it is relatively easy to find people around that help you with that. But when you are new to a place, despite your desire of being useful and to do good stuff for the community, you don't have that. That part is not as easy. So even finding people that were willing to put my sign in their yard, it was labor intensive, but it worked out. And then I had to take pictures of myself, and of course I wanted to pay for my campaign by myself. I didn't feel I could reach out at that point to ask people to sponsor my campaign. So I had to pay it for myself by myself. And so I was also trying to save money, because that is always an issue. There are so many things to do and to pay for. Flyers cost. If you want to, as I did, mail flyers, reminders to people, then postage costs. There is a cost involved with the whole campaign, even if you try to keep it very economical. Going back to what you need to do. Yes, you have to make sure you have to use any channel you feel comfortable with to make your name known, to meet people, to have people knowing you, whatever it takes to do that. And as it happens here, we have very nice organizations that, like the League of Voters, Women Voters, that organize forums. So you attend forums, as I did at that point. Often the press may reach out to you for interviews or just to publish a profile of the candidate. So you prepare those for them. All those things. And it was a very nice ride, you know, full of intense, because I had to do things that I've never done before, so I had to learn. Even I remember the first time I tried to, so this was 5 years ago, I tried to use Facebook, sponsored Facebook ads. And even that was new to me, how to use Facebook in paying for ads. What is it you want to, of course, I didn't have a marketing person helping, so I had to understand what is I really wanted to convey, how should I use this, why should I pay. But I wanted to try, so I did it. And or having a Facebook page that is exclusively for my campaign, for example. There you are faced with the fact that you have to provide content. You want to provide content, otherwise it's useless. And it's not necessarily just like your personal Facebook account, right? So you have to make it in a way that you have some value added there. Otherwise, it's just something that you put out there without much meaning. At least that's the way I look at it. But that takes time and work as well. And also you have to be more introspective. What is it you really want to convey to people? What is it you want people to know about you? And to what degree you should do that? Should you really go completely open and, you know, tell people your opinions on everything? Or you should rather search what is it is more meaningful to this community? And so there is studying to do in that sense. There is some sort of type of focus that you have to gather for yourself.
So That sounds like a lot of work that you have to do with social media, your website, media, talking to people. What did you learn about yourself and also about the community from this whole process?
About myself, I don't know that there was anything brand new that I learned by myself. Rather, I had the opportunity of verifying what my limitations are. And again, although social, I am a private person, so I'm quite hesitant to address people for my own cause. If, for example, I am just trying to describe a side of my nature, basically, if I have to address some, if I have to seek out help out for someone else, I have no problem with that. And that's what I do every day, even here at work. But if I have to reach out and knock on doors again, because, oh, here I am, you know, I'm good, you have to vote for me, and I have to convince, and I'm not as confident. Perhaps that's the right word to describe it. And so I'm aware of that. And by doing, when you run a campaign, you face that, you have to embrace that, and you have to face it. And in fact, I think that I improved in that sense, because the second time around, although I didn't need to take the same steps, I felt much more confident in doing that. So in a way, I think it was also just a matter of experience. You have that experience, so you know which steps you need to take, and that is easier on you. So anyway, I think that to answer your question was I learned more about my limitations, or I had the way I faced my limitations in some aspects. And about community, everything, in the sense that I know it is almost a cliche, people always say that you knock on doors because you learn what people want. And the fact is that is true, because when you knock on door and you ask someone what is important to you, first of all, they may not know at all, because they have not thought about that. It's not that you live your life every day thinking, oh, I would like to have this in my community, or this is a way I would like to improve my community. Some people may have those type of thoughts, or that type of being more opinionated on things, or more involved, but most of us don't do that. And so you suddenly ask someone what is it is important to you. I think that the basic needs come to surface much easier. So for example, you ask someone on the south side where I live, what is it you need, in most cases there will be answers about fixing the roads, because the road in their alley is in very bad shape. It may be that they want to have a more responsive landlord, and they want the city to be more supportive of that, because their landlord may be very unresponsive, and each time that they need something, they have to struggle in that relationship. And there are many landlords that unfortunately don't take well good care of the properties that they rent out. So it is very specific to the place where you go, right? If you go to a different neighborhood, I'm sure people don't come up with the same needs, obviously. So you learn a lot about, yes, what is that, what are those basic needs that are unattended, and that people think that they could be better met through the help of another person, or of a different common council, even if that is not true at times. It is true for some of the examples I gave, but there may be other needs that the common council or another person unfortunately cannot do. And then what else did I learn? I learned also that some people are very opinionated, and so they would ask for straight questions, and if the answer was not exactly what they wanted, you were out of there. It happened to me. There was in one very nice, actually it was very interesting. You know, I first question I was asked as soon as this gentleman opened his door was, what do you think on immigration? And once I gave my answer, he said goodbye and closed the door, which is amazing. People always told me also those instances in which some people just don't want to talk to you. And I didn't have that experience, but I had this experience. It is also, it created memory, right? Because it was very intense.
So what would you say to somebody, maybe another woman or a young woman or woman of any age who is like, I really am interested in running for office now. What mm-hmm. would you tell them? What type of advice or insight could you share?
Obviously, I would be very, 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 very supportive. No doubt about that. I think I know that I'm always very confident when women run and when women take charge. So I have no, I would not hesitate to provide my support for that. If they came to me seeking help or support or advice, I would not hesitate a second to provide it. And also, I would also, you know, try to understand. I don't think I would waste much time in understanding the motivation, because if the motivation is weak over time, it will go away anyway. I mean, the interest will go away anyway. So I would just be very encouraging, and actually I would push for as much as they, you know, to, I would push for increase their ambition as much as possible. So if they are interested in city council, that's great, but if they are interested in the county, in the school board, or even state, I definitely would encourage to be daring. There is one thing actually that also I learned, in addition to answer your previous question, that you have to learn how to find your voice, and that is not as natural to everybody, right? Some people need more experience to find their voice, and sometimes you start because you have the desire of being involved or whatever else, you know, it may be just personal ambition or because you think you can do better, whatever the reason, it doesn't matter really. But if you want to run, in the beginning you may not have all your voice ready there, right? And so that may come later. Therefore, I think that there is a need for some persistence. You need to be persistent. You don't need to, you need to not give up too easily. And I think that, again, that the need of finding your voice, I think that generally speaking, women, we are not conditioned to express our voice right away. And as we all know, in some cultures maybe more than in others, and the United States is one of those realities in which perhaps that is less evident than in others. But in any case, generally speaking, I think that as far as stereotyping, we also are victim of that in our culture right here. And therefore, at times, even if we are not fully aware of it, we still have to find a way to fully express ourselves. And that is not always easy, also depending on the context where you actually try to exercise your voice or make your voice heard. Sometimes we are surrounded by people that want to listen, and some many other times we are surrounded by people that either don't listen or try to put us down in a way or the other, in a conspicuous way or maybe less in a more subtle way. So that is an effort that we, as women, I think we all have to do, to or be cognizant of when we try to run or do anything else that is public.
And speaking of that, what do you think is the future of women in politics?
Yeah, I think that we are on a great path. I think that we have to keep doing what we are doing, and as usual, doing it just more. And what with that I mean, for example, supporting each other. That is very crucial, I would say. And then trying to support those organizations that help us as well. So support, but I think we are definitely on the right path. It's just that we have to persist and encourage each other.
And my last question is, why should people get involved on a local level? Obviously, you have spoken a lot about what you've learned about this experience. Mm-hmm. What would you tell people about why they should also get involved on a local level?
I think that local is, just last night, I was actually I was in my class, in my weekly class, and someone cited this quote, which is, think globally and act locally, which is very much associated right now with sustainability. I think that local is almost obvious to me, because it is what is at your reach, right? So you can do it. You can do it because it's easier in a way to run for common council versus for state, for example, or for senate. But at the same time, is to run locally, you still have to have. You still have to make the effort of running as if it was for any other position. So I'm saying that the internal effort of running, I believe it is the same. The means are different, obviously, and the scope is different than running at a different level. However, local is where we live. Local is our community. And so if you're... scope, or if your interest, I would say, if you are interested in the community in which you live, some of us feel that the most obvious thing is to run because of that. Not that people who don't run are not interested, on the contrary, I think that the people who run locally are attached to their community, but also have the luxury of giving their time, or decide that that is something that they want to do with their time. But they are, in any case, they are interested in the community where they live. So locally, to answer the question, because that is our community.
Thank you so much for meeting with me. Is there anything final that we didn't include that you'd like to say?
No, I appreciated you reached out. I don't think that my story is particularly interesting, but I appreciated that you reached out, and also I appreciate the project. I mean, it's a really cool idea, and it's a nice project.
Well, thank you for being part of it, Gracia.
Thank you.